to hear the good news. You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. And good morning and welcome to Wednesday morning. And this is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. So glad that you are joining us. And this is another day in our week of miracles. And we're looking forward to seeing exactly what great things God's going to do today. Listen, expect great things of God because God is a great and awesome God. We're going to be going to Psalm 103. Let's see here. It is Psalm 102, I believe, this morning. Yeah, better turn over. No, it's Psalm 101. There we go. Psalm 101. Real close. All right. Psalm 101 for our reading this morning. And then we're going to have a few moments in prayer this morning, a few prayer requests we're going to lift up. And listen, remember, during this week of miracles, as we're looking to raise the $30,000 shortfall that we had in the fundraising back 3 months ago. This will, we're trusting God, this will balance us out for the next 3 months, July, August, and September. And of course, we finished the day yesterday having raised a little more than $10,000. We'll give you more information on that after a bit. But we want to thank all of you who have been praying with us, giving, those of you who are planning to call in this morning, and we'll be giving those numbers out just in a few moments after we have opened up with a few moments of seeking the face of the Lord. Psalm 101, beginning with verse 1, reading from the NLT, New Living Translation. I will sing of your love and justice. I will praise you, Lord, with songs. I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to my aid? I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. I hate all crooked dealings. I will have nothing to do with them. I will reject perverse ideas and stay away from every evil. I will not tolerate people who slander their neighbors. I will not endure conceit and pride. I will keep a protective eye on the godly, so they may dwell with me in safety. Only those who are above reproach will be allowed to serve me. I will not allow deceivers to serve me, and liars will not be allowed to enter my presence. My daily task will be to ferret out criminals and free the city of the Lord from their grip. Well, this is a Psalm of David. And it sounds like David understood leadership to have some responsibilities, David.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Karen's here as well. David sees the leader as a place where that individual needs to set an example, needs to have a high standard, and needs to not only live that or endeavor to portray that when in public, but also privately. And I love this, where he talks about his commitment to being a worshiper. I will sing of your love and justice. I will praise you. And David was a worshiper. And what a great high calling for those who serve. And all of us, really, as godly individuals, to be worshipers of God, singers who make a joyful noise to the Lord. But what about verse 2? I will be careful to live a blameless life, blameless before God. Obviously, the old devil's going to find something wrong with everything, and some people are pretty close. They're pretty good at that too. But before God, David said, I desire to live a blameless life. I will be careful to live a blameless life, and I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. You know, Dave, if the people that know us best have no respect for us, then really what good is our witness? Do we have a witness? Do we have a testimony, Karen, if the people who know us best have no respect for us? I mean, that leaves us in a very difficult place.
Very difficult.
Very difficult. Karen's kind of quiet this morning. We're going to have to give her a little boost.
There.
You're getting there. She's still waking
up. A couple
up,
more minutes.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. But if those who know us best have no respect for our lives if we do not have a consistency in private, our own homes, as we have publicly, then what kind of a witness do we really have? And, David specifically talking about in public and also in home what kind of a commitment he has to the Lord. Then in verse 3, he talks about, I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. I hate all crooked dealings. That's a discipline to say, I'm not going to. And today it's much easier, perhaps, than it was in David's day. I'm not sure what restrictions and disciplines and guidelines were put in place around David's life so that there was accountability and he was not reckless in being exposed to things that he had no business seeing. But obviously today we have many, many, many things that could distract us from living a life of integrity, purity, and righteousness. And David is saying, I refuse to look at anything that's vile and vulgar, and I hate all crooked dealings. Well, may the Lord do a work in all of our lives today, fresh work in us. May you have fresh oil in your lamp today. May you have a fullness of the presence of the Holy Spirit. May you just get filled up to overflowing today by His Spirit. And may the joy of the Lord give you strength this morning, my friends, as you're up this morning starting to head into your day. And we pray that those of you who are still looking for work, that you will find favor. Those of you who are back to work, that you will find increased favor for restoration. Those of you that have lagged behind a little bit and are looking to catch up, may the Lord give you strength during these days. And those of you who are facing some surgeries, maybe some physical conditions, may the Lord strengthen and heal you as well. And so with these things in mind, David, would you open us with a few moments of prayer, and let's just prepare our hearts for this day, this Wednesday, this middle of the week day, wherein we desire with all of our heart to see the Lord, to stay in His presence, and to be used for His glory.
Amen. Thank you. Let's come together in prayer, brothers and sisters. And we do come before you, Lord God, in great thanksgiving, and in deep faith, and in trust that you not only hear our prayers, but knew them before we asked, yet you call us to be faithful, to come before you to put words to our petitions. And this day we do hold up to you all of our listeners as they begin their day. We
thank you, Father.
Do pray for those who are working that you would bless them and keep them safe on their journey to work. Enable them to receive your gifts of grace, that their work would be a blessing and glory to you, Lord God, that any of those with whom they work that need to know you, that in your time and by your grace you would open up opportunities for them to share Christ with them. We pray also for those who are struggling financially because their work has yet to open up or they're between jobs, and we do pray, Lord God, for your sustenance for them.
Thank you, Father.
They would know your,
thank you, Father,
your great and gracious presence and your provision, for you are a God who provides for all of His children. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for those whom you are with today who are grieving because of losses they've sustained, whatever that kind of loss may be, whether it be the loss of a loved one, whether it be the loss of a job or a financial drain or whatever it is that they are grieving, its departure from their lives, Father, that you would take and fill that void with your own person. That, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, that that space that they recognize is an emptiness would be filled by your love and your,
amen,
peace for them.
Amen.
And we just thank you, Father, for this opportunity to broadcast today that which we have been blessed to broadcast for the last 30 years, your gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord God, that today, as this message goes out over the airwaves, as the listeners attend to the Holy Spirit moving in and through this ministry, that many wonderful miracles would happen in their lives.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, for healings. We pray for employment. We pray for relationships to be healed that have been fractured and even destroyed for whatever reason. Father, we pray for riches of grace beyond measure to be imparted to those most deeply in need today. Amen. May we be a part of that, Father, that in this ministry we serve you as pastors, we serve you as teachers and preachers and prophets, we serve you as musicians in the sense of providing uplifting and edifying things for the ears and the hearts and the minds of those who tune in. And today, because of our particular need, which you already know about, we do pray, Lord God, that you would inspire giving today.
For us,
inspire
Lord.
Giving
yes.
in your name.
Make provision, Lord.
Inspire hearts to be turned toward you, and Jesus. In that turning, to hear what you are calling them to provide so that we might continue on the air. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the phone lines are open right now. The number is 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. And we only have $19,289 to go.
My goodness.
And so we're well on our way. More than one third of our needed shortfall has been pledged or given in the last 2 days. And so we started out with a $30,000 deficit that we needed to provide for to assist us in covering our budget over the next 3 months. And we want to thank all of you who have participated. So we finished out last evening with $10,711 that had come in. I noticed there was a $20 donation that that was messing our Alan up, because Alan was thinking that we were off about $20. Well, we were. Somehow or another, a mistake was made and the numbers went back and checked it, found it this morning. So $10,711 is what has come in to date in the last 2 days. Leaves us with, we're only $289 away from getting to that next $1,000 level, and so that would bring us down to $19,000. So at this point, we have $19,289 to raise, and we're going to start the morning off with a matching funds. And this, I was really shocked yesterday. Actually, don't know, Karen, did you take the call?
Yes,
from my son.
I did.
Yeah, it was.
It was really surprising.
Yeah,
it was surprising, and
because he always calls you on your cell phone.
Yeah, he normally does, but he actually called into the station, and thank you, son. He's starting out the morning with a $1,000 matching funds.
Wow.
Challenge this morning, and that's quite huge for my boy to do, and I know that. And so, Jay, you may not be listening this morning, but I want to thank you for having a heart for God. So thanks, Jay. And so we start the morning with a $1,000 matching fund from my son that is wanting to support this ministry. He knows how important it is. He'll come in and hang out around here sometimes, and occasionally he'll help us with some electronic things or whatever that we may have need of. But good boy, loves the Lord. Great blessing in the ministry. And so we thank thank the Lord for our children, and we see our children growing up in the ways of the Lord, and that's an extravagant donation from my son. So it's quite great. I had to call him back and say, son, are you sure? He said, yes, Dad, I'm sure. So I said, okay, all right. And
well, what he said when I was talking to him, you know, he gave me the amount, and I said, wow, great, thank you. And he said, because I've been blessed.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's, well,
be a blessing if you've been blessed.
Amen. Well, that's Amen. That's true. He has been blessed, and I've watched how God has just poured out favor on my son's life so many times. And even when things look upside down, God still just pours out favor on him. And so thank you so much, Jay. God bless you, and may the Lord continue to pour out his favor upon your life. So right now we have $1,000 in matching funds coming from